who are happy to hear someone say that we should be proud of the kids who choose to make something of themselves in the trades. And I've heard from students who are afraid to tell their parents they don't want to go to college. I've heard from adults who spent years in the white-collar world only to ultimately find their passion in blue-collar work. Blue-collar work isn't about avoiding the responsibilities that people think come only with white-collar jobs. We blue-collar workers own nice homes and run lucrative businesses. We, too, are looking to be challenged and to exceed our own expectations. We want to excel professionally, but we also love working with our hands or in non-traditional settings. How many people are sitting at a desk right now, tucked away in a cubicle, feeling boxed in and miserable, wishing they could be doing something physical instead? Blue-collar workers are everywhere, and they are working incredibly hard to build this country, rebuild their communities, and more. We have factory workers operating equipment worth millions of dollars, with technical skills that surpass the level of expertise that many people have in white-collar jobs. Why don't we take these tradespeople more seriously? It's about time we respect the skills they've acquired and the trades they are in and the work they do. We've treated many industries as if they are invisible, but we need to start paying attention to the construction industry, to automotive technicians, and to electricians, among scores of others. I don't have anything against Shakespeare, but you don't need to get a degree in English at a four-year university if you're interested in landscape design. You don't need to be a communications major at a cost of more than $30,000 a year if all you've ever really wanted to do is become a renovation mason. We don't all want to sit in cubicles, pushing paper, working in middle management jobs, traveling around the country for business meetings. If that's what you want, that's fine. But if you don't want that kind of life, why go to college and prepare for it? Wall Street jobs sound sexy, and being a lawyer is impressive. But what if it's not for you? There are incredible jobs available with amazing potential, challenging opportunities, and great pay. President Barack Obama has laid out a plan to create 2.5 million new jobs by January 2011, largely through rebuilding roads and bridges and refurbishing and modernizing schools across the country. In Los Angeles alone, a recent tax change was approved to fund a $1.2 billion overhaul of the city's deteriorating commuter rail, Metrolink. These are all blue-collar jobs waiting to happen. What's more, the renewable or alternative energy industries are estimating the creation of anywhere from 3 to 10 million new jobs in the next 10 years. Blue-collar workers built the United States, and we continue to build and rebuild it every day. We fix it, move it, and keep it operational 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are the glue that holds the community together. The people you call when your car breaks, your roads are full of potholes, and your faucet is leaking. We are America's backbone, and we are proud of it. Chapter 1. Success Outside the Cubicle. Imagine not being able to find a plumber to install your new dishwasher, or a car mechanic to fix your broken carburetor. What if there weren't enough welders to repair our nation's crumbling bridges? What if we woke up one day and discovered that we hadn't been training enough people in the younger generation for positions in the automotive, carpentry, manufacturing, or steel industries? We don't have to imagine any longer. While we're not about to run out of plumbers yet, and while we still have electricians to call and construction workers to hire to build our new skyscrapers, we in the United States are running low on trained, skilled workers. Meanwhile, we're pushing more kids into college, telling them it's the only way to be successful and make a life for themselves. While they are racking up massive college loans, our skilled workforce is suffering. There aren't enough trained welders or linemen or rail conductors. But we have kids in college who are miserable, who never wanted to go, and who ultimately end up dropping out. What if we rethought the whole equation and encouraged some of these students, especially the ones